Lecture 6, Secular Music in the Late Renaissance and the Search for Expression, The Madrigal.
Welcome back to How to Listen to and Understand Great Music. This is Lecture 6, and it is entitled Secular Music in the Late Renaissance and the Search for Expression, The Madrigal. The madrigal was simply the most important genre of Italian secular music in the 16th century. Through it, Italy became the center of European music for the first time in its history. Let us define madrigal first with the understanding that it is a generic sort of term. A madrigal is a secular, unaccompanied work for 4 to 6 individual voices. Madrigals are not choral compositions, rather they are chamber compositions written for 4 to 6 individual voices. Madrigals used a variety of poems, but I must point out up front that what generally sets the madrigal apart from other genres of secular vocal music of this time was that madrigals used good poetry, heightened poetry, which demanded a heightened level of music from the composers setting those poems. Anyway, a variety of poems were set, many with free rhyme schemes. For example, sonnets, ballads, canzone. Some poems were specifically written to be set to music as madrigals. Now, in a madrigal, the sections overlap, freely mixing polyphonic and homophonic sections. This is fairly unusual in the music of the late Renaissance to so freely mix polyphony and homophony. Now, what truly distinguishes madrigals, what truly makes them such experimental works of art, was that they were meant to celebrate poetry and became increasingly bound up with finding the musical means of expressing a poetic storyline. We're going to get very close to opera with madrigal, my friends. We're not going to quite get to opera, but we're going to get very close to opera as we examine the attempted expressive nature of madrigal as we move through the late Renaissance. Please, madrigals became an experimental vehicle for ever greater expressive content and flexibility. Historically, then, they are of great, great importance. And we've got to remember that after the Counter-Reformation, experimentation and modernism was out in church music. Therefore, if one was going to experiment, it was probably going to be in the secular music of the time, and it is the madrigal that bears the brunt of this experimentation in the mid to the late 16th century. All right, please, a little step back in time. If Guillaume de Machaut was the great poet in France during the 14th century, then Francesco Petrarch was the great poet in Italy during the 14th century. Now, we discussed in an earlier lecture the fact that the 13th and 14th centuries saw an explosion of secular vernacular literature. And we talked briefly about Boccaccio, about Dante, about Chaucer, and about Machaut. To this list of wonderful authors, we must now add Francesco Petrarch, a 14th century Italian poet. Now, a great fan of Francesco Petrarch was the Renaissance man, Pietro Bembo. Please, that's Bembo, B-E-M-B-O. Bembo lived from 1470 to 1547. He himself was a poet, a statesman, a cardinal, a gentleman of great influence, and a big Petrarch fan. It was through the efforts of Bembo, he proselytized, he wrote essays, he did critical accounts of Petrarch's work. It was through the efforts of Bembo that Petrarch was revived and began to be considered the ideal poet of the Italian language in terms of his natural expression, in terms of his musical use of the already extraordinarily lyric Italian language. Petrarch becomes the ideal poet for the early to mid madrigalists. We're talking about the years between about 1540 and 1580. So thanks to Pietro Bembo, Petrarch and his poetry are brought back to the forefront of Italian poetry just at the time when Italian composers are turning to madrigal and heightened poetry for their expressive experimentation. It's a lucky stroke of timing by all accounts. We're going to listen, and here's our game plan for this lecture. We're going to listen to and examine three madrigals, two of them in Italian and one of them in English.